song is Hotel Room. The album is Love is an Outlaw, and the artist is Rory Carroll, and she is in the studio with me, hot off an appearance at the Haymarket Americana Concert Series, which happens at Haymarket Pub and Brewery on Randolph and Halsted. It's every Thursday night. Rory, welcome. Glad you're... I'm sorry, I didn't see you taking your sip of your old-fashioned. We like to welcome people in with a cocktail. Yeah. That's a good way to, you know, get the creative juices flowing, right?
I feel very, very welcomed right now.
Well, you are very welcome. I have to start with this. Because I know you've heard this before, but we talked about it earlier, and this is probably the best description I've ever heard of anyone. It's from Rolling Stone. Rory Carroll is a hobo, a convict, a former drug trafficker, an Appalachian trail hiker, and a train stowaway, but none of that quite compares to how bravely she talks about love. If in my entire life somebody made one sentence like that about me, I'd be done. And you have a long way to go. I was theorizing. You must have had an incredible life to this point. How does that sentence come to life? How do you become someone who that sentence is written about?
Well, I took a lot of chances in my life. In a lot of different things, and I'm lucky to be here right now.
So you were born here. You were born here in Chicago.
Yeah, I was born in Park Ridge.
And a nice, from what I read, a very traditional, quote unquote, traditional background. And then you decide that's not for me.
Yeah, I grew up, you know, Park Ridge, Irish Catholic family, big Irish Catholic, Chicago, super Chicago family. I knew that it wasn't quite what I wanted, and I started traveling. I started hiking and hitchhiking and riding freight trains, and just kind of wanted to find something new. You know, it was like after I started seeking, different things would unfold in my path. And
was it when you first set out? Was there one specific thing you were seeking, or was it just a feeling of restlessness that this place doesn't fit? There's something else. There's got to be something else because I'm not. This isn't it.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm an adventurer at heart, and I think that, you know, when I come home to Chicago or when I'm with my family, I feel very safe and at home. But I've always wanted to seek out different ways of life and different types of the way that people live and cultures and, you know, mostly American alternative culture has been my focus. So sense of adventure, I guess.
And was music part of your story before you left, or was this something that on your adventures you kind of picked
It's something
up?
I accumulated. I learned how to play guitar from everyone I met. I had a backpacking guitar that I took with me on the Appalachian Trail and that I hiked when I was 20 years old, and I learned how to play from just different people that would teach me things, and that's pretty much how I've learned how to play guitar up to this point. It's just
really
learning from different people, and yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a good way to
so
learn.
The Appalachian Trail, that's a couple hundred miles, right?
Oh, it's a couple thousand
miles. That is a huge undertaking.
It was the kind of the beginning of it all. It's what kind of propelled me into this I can live in my car and be okay kind of existence. You know, when you're on the trail, all you have is your backpack, and you learn how to fend for yourself that way. It's really freeing feeling.
It's a kind of life that, you know, it's romantic when somebody's reading it and, you know, it's, oh, this is how my art developed. Is it, when you're living it, it's got to be gratifying at some points, but it's got to be a rough row to hoe.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard choosing a life that you don't really know what's coming up next, or the things that you don't really see a lot of. You don't expect there to be such conflict, and then when you're in it, you just kind of get through and resolve it, and then you're stronger because of it, I guess. I've had a lot of very shady times. I'll just say that, you know, especially hitchhiking and riding trains and.
Well, yeah, you jump on a freight train. You don't know who if anybody's in that car that you jump into?
Well, it's illegal, so it's most illegal. It's most.
Thankfully, you still have your legs.
It's because not.
I know, there's always the story of somebody who's, oh, we're going to try to hop a freight because that's so romantic, and then
It's not. It's not as romantic. People think of it. It's like Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly, like waving to the people. It's like it's mostly just hiding from the cops. You know.
So now, do you think you could have been the artist you've become had you not gone through all these, as you said, shady experiences and things like that? Or is this, I mean, this is all part of your story. You needed this, right?
I think it's a background. It makes my life to this point make more sense of how I'm doing this. It's equally as crazy to jump on a freight train as it is to embark on a music career.
Yes.
So,
That is true.
So, you know, I kind of owe my music career to my irresponsible behavior.
So, all right. So you're living this life. You're having this adventure for good and for bad, whether it's the shady stuff or the great stuff. How then does the music career evolve? How does it happen? You're learning as you go, but... You know, at some point you have to say, hey, here's my music.
And that's where I'm at now. You know, I'm, you know, in my 30s, and as everyone knows, in their 30s, they start to kind of get on a track. And I've, you know, taken those experiences and just kind of put myself on a more professional track at this point.
Okay,
you know,
so no more freight trains?
No more freight trains. No, I gave that up a
while. That's too disappointing. So the freight trains are done. The problems are done.
Yep.
And now you're...
Now it's just PTSD. You know? Okay.
So you first you put out an album in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
How do you come off the rails and say and sit down and write an album at that point?
Yeah, well, I had a lot of material. You know, I bring my notebook everywhere I go, and that record was at a really kind of a pivotal point in my life. My brother had passed away, and before that, I was very irresponsible, and that kind of, you know, motivated me to go somewhere and do something, and so I cut that record. And I dedicated it to him, and it was taking tragedy and putting it into something beautiful. So.
Well, that happens a lot. You hear that story a lot, and it's an awful thing that the tragedy has to happen, but then if something good can come out of it, it balances it out a little. It never negates it.
But. Of course, yeah, but it pushed me into being a little bit more responsible with my life, and, you know, so... I cut that record for him.
Very
so
nice.
A special one for me.
And the new album is Love is an Outlaw. Mm-hmm. Rory Carroll is in the studio with me. We're going to hear a live tune in just a couple of minutes. Learn how real Chicagoans live the day-to-day struggles and successes with health, fitness, and food. Watch Living Healthy Chicago Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WGN-TV. That is Black Dog. The album is Love is an Outlaw. Rory Carroll is in the studio with me. She is the artist that you are hearing right now. Last night you were at Haymarket at the Haymarket Americana Concert Series.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It's a really great thing. They do it every Thursday. It's free. And it's super neat. It's just really intimate, good. Great music. A lot of the artists are from Nashville and Texas, and some local artists as well. And I think next week is Stephanie James and Brian Allison. But yeah, every Thursday they do it, so it's a pretty cool thing.
There's two artists every Thursday night, mm-hmm. So go check that out. So it was fun. And you're going to be at the LaPorte County Fair on July 10th, the Door County Makerspace on July 14th, and my old stomping grounds, the Frankfort Bluegrass Festival in Frankfort, Illinois on July 15th. So that's a lot of fun. Give me the website where people can follow you and get all your music and find out what's happening.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram, just at Rory, R-O-R-E-Y. Carol, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, and then Instagram, Facebook, all that, and then it's RoryCarroll.com. is my website.
Very nice. So you can find out all the great things. Now you're going to do a song for us. What do you got? What are you going to do for us?
Well, I'm going to do a song called Emily. It's about when a friend calls you up and they're crying and you're just like, come on over, I got a bottle of wine.
I like those friends.
Yeah.
Those are the best kind of friends to have.
Yeah. And this friend in particular, I knew her at a pretty low point in both of our lives. And so whenever, she's complaining now, I'm like, well, remember how we were complete train wrecks in our early 20s? So this is a song called Emily. I was wrong or right, or if you just wanna fight all night, 'cause I got time for you, Emily. Now we can talk about what makes us mad, or we can think about what we don't have, but I have time for you, Emily. About what we did wrong, it wasn't all that bad. If we could get along with it, tell me your troubles, Emily. There's a place up on the roof at night where you can see the stars when the moon is light. You can tell me your troubles, Emily. Box of wine, 3 cigarettes, and all my time for you. Tell me your troubles, Emily. What's got you so depressed and in this mess? I can see your eyes and they haven't slept. Would you lay down your troubles on me? And we can laugh about what we did wrong, it wasn't all that bad. If we could get along with it, tell me your troubles, Emily. And there's a place up on the roof at night where you can see the stars when the moon is light. You can tell me your troubles, Emily. I met you years ago, I was almost 18. You had a needle in your pocket and your dog was mean. We were out on the streets, Emily. But look how far we've come, we clean up nice. You were always so pretty, even when you shaved your hair that night. We were 19, Emily. About what we did wrong, it wasn't all that bad. If we could get along with it, tell me your troubles, Emily. And there's a place up on the roof at night where you can see the stars when the moon is light. You can't tell me your troubles, Emily.
Fantastic. Rory Carroll, Emily, you got a half a joint, a box of wine, a couple smokes. I like it. That was fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Such a great experience.
RoryCarroll.com. That's Rory with an E. R-O-R-E-Y, Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L.com. The new album is Love is an Outlaw. And I know why you couldn't do that song. There is some, you know, maybe some NSFW lyrics for us. But go see Rory. She's going to be at the LaPorte County Fair, the Door County Maker Space on the 14th of July, and the Frankfurt Bluegrass Festival on July 15th. So you can go check her out. And again, that the write up in that had to be a very cool thing. That write up in Rolling Stone.
Oh,
that had to be the way
it
to
was
go.
A big. I called my mom immediately. It was
very
like,
nice. Very nice. Well, congratulations. Thank you for coming in. That
Thank
was terrific.
Thank you so much for having
Enjoy
me.
The rest of your time. And don't forget the Haymarket Americana Concert Series every Thursday night. There's two artists, one at 7:30, one at 9. It's free. So go over to Haymarket at Halsted and Randolph. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the program tomorrow, or part of the program today. I will talk to you again Sunday afternoon. And thank you to Jeff and Brian and Violetta and Kevin. I know they're all out drinking their cocktails. Rory is finishing up her old-fashioned, which I am about to now once I say goodbye, then I can finish things up as well. Was it good? Was the cocktail good?
Delicious.
Yeah, it's gone. So it must have been.
Yeah, it's gone.
That's how I always figure. If something's gone, it must have been good. If it was bad, it would still be sitting around. All right, have a wonderful weekend. I will talk to you again, as I said, on Sunday. White Sox baseball coming up on the other side of the news. Andy Mazur has your pregame, and then Ed and DJ have all the action.